it's not that I don't like him, Dr. Crane. It's just that he's gotten so attached. I mean, roses every day for a week after two dates?
Maggie, first thing you have to do is sit Gavin down for a nice long conversation. In a frank and honest discussion, tell him that though he wants to go at one speed, you need to go at another. Tell him you're not rejecting him, that you are fond of him, but if he doesn't give you some breathing room, you know, suddenly...
I wonder what Roz, my non-PhD holding producer, thinks you should do.
Well, I just think that any guy who's that clingy after two dates has a major insecurity problem. I say dump him now, head for the hills, and don't look back.
It's so good to hear that, Roz. That's what I wanted to do, but I felt so guilty. Thanks so much. Bye.
And that takes us to commercial.
This, for those of you who may have forgotten, is the Dr. Fraser Crane Show.
Now, here's your new parking pass. Mm-hmm. I confirmed your dinner reservations for 3. At your father's request, you'll be dining at Shea Shrimp. Here are 2 letters that you've got to sign, a card for Clarence the guard that we're all signing, and a notice about signups for the KCL bowling team. I'll just file this right in the trash.
Oh, wonderful. Another card. Of course, I, as resident wit here, will have to think of something clever to say. Well, at least I've got another gala KACL birthday bash to look forward to. I can just taste that frozen Sara Lee cake right now. Hear the wild applause as a full-grown adult snuffs out a handful of tiny candles.
What are you grousing about?
Oh, nothing, nothing. Yes. The pageantry never stops.
Mr. Fancy Pants. He's got to buy a German car.
It's not my fault we broke down.
If you bought American, they wouldn't have to tow your car halfway across the state to get it fixed. That's why I always buy American. You break down, you just drive to the nearest garage. I could break down all alone in the middle of Alaska.
Finally, a thought to raise all our spirits.
Traffic is murder. I'd suggest we walk home, but I'm afraid what the humidity will do to these loafers. Does calfskin pucker?
Yes, Niles. That's why on humid farms, the calf is the most made fun of all the animals.
There's no point in being snide. We're all going to be in here for a while. We might as well try and make pleasant conversation. We are a family, after all. It shouldn't be that hard.
So, you been driving long?
Not really.
Bet you got some pretty good stories, though.
You guys ever hear of a woman having a baby in a cab?
Oh, yeah, it's a classic. We've all heard that one, yeah. Why, did that happen in this cab?
No, I think it's about to.
You're pregnant?
Yes.
Ow!
Well, don't panic, miss. It may just be false labor.
My water just broke. I'm sitting here in a puddle of water.
Calfskin! I think the closest hospital is First Methodist.
Oh, we'll never make it in this traffic. Miss, you'd better pull over.
And please try to park facing downhill.
Niles!
I can't have my baby here.
All right. Now listen, miss, there's no need for you to be concerned. You happen to be in the presence of 2 trained medical professionals. Niles, help the woman.
Hurry!
The other door!
Oh, for God's sake.
Hello, is anybody there? Come in.
All right. Now, the most important thing you can do right now is breathe deeply. Just do as I do.
Are you feeling faint or short of breath?
Yes, both of those.
Hello, go ahead.
I'm calling from cab number 804. This is an emergency. Your driver, Arlene, just went into labor. We're at the corner of 14th and Sycamore. We need an ambulance here right now. Do you hear me? Over.
Yes, I'll get right on.
It really hurts.
It's okay. It's natural.
No, you're squeezing my hand.
Oh. Get a hold of yourself, Niles.
I'm sorry. I only did this once before in medical school, and all I remember is a bright light and lots of blood and then a linoleum floor hurtling toward my forehead.
You fainted?
Oh, switch places with me, honey, and see how you do.
Oh, good God, no, that's it. I'll do this.
Get moving.
Oh, the baby's really coming
now.
All right. I feel it.
That's a good thing. When he does come, I'll be here to catch him.
Now, listen. Just continue with your breathing.
Now, I don't want you feeling guilty for having your baby in a cab. No, there's nothing to be ashamed of. I'm sure many great Americans have been born this way. Cab Calloway comes to mind. You know, my particular area of medicine is
psychiatry.
I like to specialize in the head, you know, not the lower portion of the body. It's much less messy that way. Not that your lower portion is messy at all. It's quite beautiful, actually. Not that I'm looking. Is the pain that bad?
No, you're driving me crazy.
Don't drive her crazy.
Move it out.
Come on.
All right.
What, are you a doctor too?
No, I'm a retired cop.
Well, what took you so long? Oh, it's really hurting.
I know. Look, everything's going to be just fine, sweetheart. Now, I've delivered more than a few babies in my lifetime, and some of them are even older than you are now. Now, Frazier's going to hold your hand and help you with your breathing, and Niles is going to look out for an ambulance, and I'm going to get ready to bring your beautiful baby into this world, okay?
Okay.
Good. Now, are there any questions?
Yes, should our meter still be running?
Hello? Are you back yet? Well, go on. Turn your heads. Okay. So, I guess you've had some excitement tonight.
No, I haven't.
And your father sure made it sound exciting on the phone. Delivering a baby in a taxi.
Oh, that. I don't think of that as excitement as much as my sworn duty to use those skills I honed in medical school.
Miss Niles ran down to a falafel stand for a pot of hot water.
What I can't get over is that feeling of being there right when a person's life begins. One minute it's just this blob in some lady's stomach, next minute it's a person. Blob. Person.
Miracle of birth summed up in one poetic phrase.
I'll bet you have some fond memories of when your son was born.
Oh, yes, of course. Did I remember the very first time I held him in my arms as a newborn? It was as if everything else in the universe simply melted away. There was just a father, a son, and the distant sound of Lilith saying, "If you ever come near me again, Frazier, I'll drop you with a deer rifle."
At least nowadays, fathers get to see their sons be born. In my day, they stuck us all in the waiting room, smoking cigarettes and reading Life magazine. I can still remember the exact article I was reading when Niles was born. It was about Mickey Mantle. Oh. Talk about life setting you up for a fall. Well, it's been a long night. I'm turning in.
Night, Dad.
I can't wait to see what kind of dreams I have after all this talk about childbearing. Probably that one where my mother shows up and says, "Well, Daphne, you're 50 now and you've never given me grandchildren." So I say that was my choice to make, Mum. I was thinking of my career. "Oh, sure, your career, but did you ever think of me?" "Mother, I don't want to start this again. Just drop it." "Oh, will she drop it? Oh, shut up, Mother. Don't you think that's the other
house with me, you lady." I wonder how many more people she's got in there with her. Sherry, Niles?
No, thank you.
You seem awfully reflective. Is there something on your mind?
Actually, yes. For the past several months, I've noticed my thoughts often drifting to the same subject. Will I ever be a father? There are pros and cons, of course, but watching that child's birth tonight, I realized it's something I really want, I think.
It's perfectly natural to have parental stirrings at your age.
Oh, no, no. This is more than stirrings. I wake up nights thinking about it.
Have you talked this over with Maris?
Not yet. I like to know what I want before Maris tells me. I'm just not sure I'm really ready for fatherhood.
Well, Niles, no one is ever really sure. You know, in schools these days, teenagers who are thinking about becoming parents are given a 10-pound sack of flour to keep with them for a week. As though it were a baby.
You're kidding.
No, no, no. They hold it. They care for it. Never let it out of their sight. Gives them a very good idea of the constant responsibility of being a parent.
It's very clever. What could be better than hands-on experience? Might be worth a try.
Well, I wasn't actually suggesting it.
Well, why not? This is the perfect week. Maris is away. I'm desperate to resolve the issue. Fraser, where do you keep the flour?
In the kitchen.
In the kitchen.
The cabinet next to the sink.
Yes, here it is. Extra refined. He's taking after his old man already.
No, that's the sugar. If we're going to do this, we're going to do it right. Now, here is the flour. Bleached, 100% fat-free, best when kept in an airtight container. Seems this one's taking after his mother.
Oh, hello, Niles.
Hello, Fraser. May I join you? Or should I say, may we?
May we? So you're still continuing with our little baby experiment?
Yes, and it's turned out to be quite a learning experience. Not easy, though. I take him everywhere. Get up for 2 a.m. feedings, the whole exhausting 9 yards. What a beautiful baby. How old is he?
8 weeks.
Oh, great age, isn't it?
Niles?
Mm-hmm.
I can't help noticing that your child has a little boo-boo.
Oh, it's nothing. I was playing him some Brahms the other day. Never too early to ingrain them. I guess I must have begun conducting with one of the gilded chopsticks Maris wears in her bun, and I accidentally ran him through.
What young parent doesn't tell that story?
The scuffs were just plain carelessness. It was the fault of my new houseman, Guy.
What did Guy do?
No, it's Guy.
Guy.
No, with the back of the throat, Guy.
Oh, who cares? What did he do?
Well, he had just given my car the most brilliant shine when I set the baby on the roof, and down it went, down the windshield, and onto the driveway. Would you watch him for me while I order?
Hey, Frage. The seat taken?
Well, actually, no.
Well, you'll be happy to know that Clarence is doing a lot better. I just dropped his card off.
Clarence?
Yeah, Clarence, the guard.
Oh, down at the station, Clarence. Oh, yes, well, that's good. I didn't know he was sick.
He signed his get well card.
And that wasn't a birthday card?
No, he's in the hospital having a kidney transplant.
Oh, my God. I thought it was his birthday. I wrote, Dear Clarence, you're not getting older, you're just getting a little closer to death.
Well, how could you think it was his birthday?
Well, I don't know. I guess I just didn't recognize the traditional card for a man in an advanced stage of kidney failure, a giant pink bunny rabbit. Do you think he's read it yet?
No, I don't think so. He was sleeping when I left.
God, I'm going to look like a callous fool. We've got to get back down there and get that card back.
How can you be leaving? I asked you to babysit.
Oh, Niles. I don't have time to stand here and listen to your insanity. I have to go steal a get-well card from a kidney patient.
What does that say? Geb?
No, it's get. Get well soon. Love, Andrea. All right, just copy it down. Move on to the next name. You have to transfer all the old names from this card onto the new card. As quickly as possible, I want to get it back there tonight.
So you actually snuck into a man's hospital room and stole his card?
I did not sneak in. Luckily, the man was in extreme pain and heavily sedated.
This never would have happened if you'd taken the time to find out who this Clarence guy was. You never pay any attention to the little people in your life.
Yes, well, as soon as we're done with this, why don't we invite all the commoners over to drag me down to the town square and give me a good stoning? Must be Niles. He's going to take me down to the hospital. Hello, Niles.
Hello.
What are you doing with that thing?
I'm forging a parent-child bond that will last forever.
Oh, that's a relief. I was afraid it might be something stupid.
Makes you feel any better. I don't wear this in public. I just wanted to get the complete picture of parenthood.
And?
It's driving me batty. Oh. The feedings every 2 hours. constant monitoring where he is, I can see how parents can be obsessed with worry. Last night, I actually had a dream. My flour sack was abducted and the kidnapper started sending me muffins in the mail. Well, on the plus side, I've learned a lot. I think if I ever am to go through the real thing, I'll make quite a wonderful parent.
Niles, what has happened to your child?
I was practicing my Tai Chi exercises this morning, and I accidentally kicked him into the reflecting pool. That's when I brought him inside and left him by the hearth to dry.
He caught on fire?
It was not as careless as you make it seem. After all, a real child would have cried before it burst into flames. Oh, time for his nap. Turn him over if he starts fussing, will you, Dad?
No.
I'm role-playing, Dad.
Try playing the role of a sane person.
So, Niles, any closer to making a decision about fatherhood?
To tell you the truth, no. One minute, I think there's no chance in hell I'll ever be able to stand the stress. The next, I find myself daydreaming about taking my son on his first trip to the museum or listening to him pick out his first feeble fur-a-lise on the piano, and I swear there are tears in my eyes.
Oh, dear.
What?
Eddie.
That dingo's got your baby.
Oh, God!
Don't worry, I'll clean up that mess, Dr. Crane.
Oh, my God. For God's sake, Niles, calm down. Well, I think it's time you realize something. That is not a person. It's a bag of flour. There's an easy trick to tell the difference. People don't usually come with popover recipes on their backs. This whole thing's stupid. We're talking about having a baby here. You don't make that decision intellectually. You make it in here, in your gut. You must have a gut feeling, Niles. What is it?
I'm not sure.
Well, you better be, because no amount of thinking can prepare you for what having a kid is really like. It's hard, full of surprises. Like maybe your kid won't want to take piano lessons or go to the museum. He might want to go to a baseball game.
Don't even say that.
Just trust yourself, son. That's all. You'll know if it's right or not.
Well, Niles, I'm finished with this now, if you're ready to take me to the hospital.
You know, Fraser, I'm beginning to wonder if this whole experiment wasn't just a way of convincing myself I'm ready for something when I know in my heart I'm not.
What do you mean?
I want to have a baby. But I just don't want it enough. Oh, I think that's the hardest thing I've ever had to admit.
Why do you say that?
Oh, because it's so selfish. I'm the right age. I have the money, the energy.
Niles, it's only selfish when people have babies for the wrong reasons. I think more people should do what you did and find out if they're really ready. Look, anyway, you know, just because you feel this way now doesn't mean that things can't change a few years down the line.
Perhaps you're right. Of course, Maris and I will be over 40 then. Maybe it wouldn't hurt to look into getting some of her eggs frozen.
Ooh, I suspect they're only a few degrees away from that now.
I'm certainly going to a lot of trouble for this Clarence fellow. Who is he?
Beats me. Some guy down at the station.
You weren't in there looking for me, were you?
As a matter of fact, I was, yes.
Well, they changed my room.
Oh, this is so sweet of you.
Well, you know, Clarence is such a fixture down at the station. It just hasn't felt the same there without him.
You find the time to come down here while The rest of those bums at the station don't even send me a card.
Actually, Clarence, there's an explanation for that.
Make the music stop!
See, the others at the station, they just don't know you the way I do. Yes, Well, listen, you get yourself well and get right back there, okay? I miss seeing you every time I walk by the place you tend to be. Niles? Niles? Niles, what are you doing?
Looking at these babies. I can't help wondering if I made the right decision.
Niles.
Well, look at them. Frasier, they're healthy, beautiful, lovable.
Flammable.
How can I deny myself this experience? Maybe I'm more ready for parenthood than I thought.
Hey, what are you guys doing here?
Mean, how funny running into you. And this must be...
Yes, little Nathan.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm so glad I ran into you. We both want to thank you guys again. So, would one of you like to hold him?
Yes, I would.
Yes. Yes, why shouldn't you cry? Everything's so new to you. So much life to live.
No, you got his leg bent back.
Oh, God.
Oh, well, see you guys. Say hi to your dad for me.
Perhaps I made the right decision.
Oh, I'd say so, yes. You ready to go, man?
Uh-huh.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Tossed salads and scrambled eggs. Mercy. And maybe I seem a bit confused. Well, maybe, but I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again.